CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. Saugeen Shores Council approved the final Cottage Street study report at this week's meeting. The study provides guidance for reconstruction of cottage streets as the town's general engineering standards don't always align with the community's vision for the roadway. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says the final report should please all sides.
We have traditionally sort of competing interests. The public, who owns the public right-of-ways, all public right-of-ways are owned by all members of the public, and we have an imperative to use them to move people through neighborhoods as well as to neighborhoods. But we also have the interests of the neighborhoods that those rights of ways pass through to make sure that the way we manage those rights of ways respects those neighborhoods. And sometimes in the past, those interests have come into conflict. This is a really, I think, unique approach to bridge that divide. And I think we have done that rather well.
The Cottage Street study has been added to the Saugeen Shores Transportation Master Plan. Ontario has announced a new childcare funding model for the $10 a day program starting next year. This comes after many childcare centres have warned they could need to close due to the lack of funding. The centres have said they need enough money to cover the cost of care rather than just replacing lost revenue. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says the priority is to provide certainty to operators. Industry analysts say olive oil has reached a record high in price. Since January, extra virgin olive oil has increased 25.6% on average. CBC News says it ranges from $13.99 to $24.99 per liter. This is in addition to drought, wildfires, floods, and other weather situations in Europe affecting growers. The Ontario government is following up its crackdown on auto thefts and stunt driving with tougher punishments for impaired driving. Reporter Tamara Thornton has more.
One day after announcing potentially lifelong license suspensions against people who commit violence during a car theft, the provincial government said they plan to impose stiffer penalties on people who are driving while impaired by alcohol or drugs. New legislation would impose a lifetime driving suspension as punishment for anyone convicted of impaired driving causing death. The government would also require anyone convicted of impaired driving to have an ignition interlock device in their vehicle. Additionally, they would have to undergo remedial education and treatment for alcohol and drug-related issues. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton.
Bruce Power has opened its annual post-secondary scholarship applications. Students in Bruce, Gray, and Huron counties can apply before June 16th for a possible $500 towards education. A total of 100 scholarships will be awarded. 40 will go to students in a full-time university degree program and 35 for college degrees. 15 will be given to self-identified diverse populations. You can find out more information on our website. The London Knights won 7-1 in Game 4 against the Oshawa Generals, now crowned the 2024 OHL champions. Toronto Maple Leafs prospect Easton Cowan had a goal and three assists, wrapping up the playoffs with a league-leading 34 points. Cowan was awarded the Wayne Gretzky 99 Award as OHL playoff MVP. PWHL Minnesota has evened the series with Toronto following Claire Buderak's second overtime goal. Minnesota forced Game 5 in the semifinal with a 1-0 shutout. The winner of the series will move on to face Boston for the championship. In men's hockey, the Colorado Avalanche staved off elimination as they defeated the Dallas Stars 5-3. Cale Makar scored twice and Nathan MacKinnon added one and an assist for the Avalanche. The teams gear up for Game 6 Friday in Denver. CF Montreal was defeated by Columbus Crew 3-1 last night. The win extends Columbus's win streak to 5 games, while Montreal only has 1 win in the last 10. Montreal will be in Toronto for a battle of Canadian teams on Saturday. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.